So when we have a bunch of particles, you just represent the position and the velocity and the acceleration, and by these vectors x, b, and a, and you have that the acceleration. So you have x differentiating x, you get v differentiating v, you get a, and then a is just given by this formula here, the sum, gravitational constant times the sum over every other particle, their mass times that thing in square brackets, which is just the unit vector between xi and xj divided by 1 over r squared. If you did molecular dynamics, then the this force law here, instead of falling off like 1 over r squared, falls like 1 over r to the fifth. So you get a different formula for the force, because those are electrically neutral particles.